This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Rich, would you like me to go first?
Please do, yes.
Okay. This story comes to me. Actually, our boss sent me this story. And I need a ruling from you guys, Rich and BMAC. If a story takes place in Indiana, but it involves two men from Florida, is that still a Florida story?
That's banjo material.
Okay,
in my
just
book.
I'm just checking to make sure. Yeah, because that's what's happening here. Police were inspecting a tractor trailer in Indiana when they made a stunning find last week: $1 million worth of marijuana.
Ooh.
Hidden inside the back of the truck. But it's not just that it was hidden in the back of the truck. It was hidden amongst a truck full of lettuce. So you had the actual lettuce, and then you had the hippie lettuce. State troopers offered details about this incident middle of last week in a news release. At 7:32 a.m., a tractor trailer traveling eastbound on I-70 was stopped for a routine commercial vehicle inspection near the 41-mile marker. So can they just do that? I'm wondering, was it like one of those inspection things where you pull through? Or if they just got pulled over and said, hey, just random truck check. Can they do that? I have no idea.
They can definitely do that.
Okay.
Sure.
They can just pull you over as a truck just to say, hey, we want to inspect what you got.
They can inspect anything they want. I've gone through the checkpoints near the Mexico border in Falfurrias, Texas. Yeah, they check whatever they want.
Okay, but this is in the middle of Indiana, like on I-70. They can just pull you over and go, hey, let's see what you got in here.
I think those are the bulldogs, by the way.
That's outside of that triangle that you claimed was your sweet spot.
I have no idea what they are.
Oh, okay.
State police, well, it sounds like they may have had reason to pull them over. State police said a trooper spotted several criminal indicators when the search was going on.
What does that mean?
A search, I don't know, it just says in quotes, several criminal indicators. A search of the trailer yielded 260 pounds of hydroponic marijuana concealed within the legitimate load of actual fresh lettuce. The estimated value is $1 million on the street. Two Florida men, Jorge Blanco Diaz, age 33, Adam Labanino de la Cruz, three names for both of them, were nabbed and charged with dealing marijuana.
Are weed dealers about to go the way of bookies?
That's an interesting thought, Rich. I would imagine in the states where marijuana is legal, it's not easy being a dealer out there these days.
I mean, the experts are saying within 5 years, half of the states in the USA will have legalized gambling.
I would imagine it is squeezing the underground books for sure.
And the numbers are going up all the time as far as legalized pot.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's tough to be out on those streets these days dealing
your black market drugs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they legalize, prostitution, then it's all over. The big three all be legalized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with gambling being legalized.
Yeah.
I'm okay with marijuana being legalized. And I got to say, you brought it up. I would have no problem if there were laws similar to the ones in Nevada where prostitution was legalized in a certain form.
Of the three, that's the one that clearly needs the regulation more than any of the other ones.
Sure.
Trafficking and all that other stuff.
Yeah. We're all adults.
Yeah, yeah. We just went to a really dark place with this. All due respect. With all due respect, if you're going to hide it in coffee grounds or hide it in ice or whatever. Like, hiding it in lettuce is being a little too cute, in my opinion. You deserve to get caught.
You do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. What do you got,
Rich? $1 million worth of weed.
It's a lot of weed. That is a lot. Yeah, yeah. Weed party.
With all due respect, that's just the truck they found.
Yeah, there's more where that came from, you're saying? You don't think that Jorge Blanco Diaz and Adam La Bernino, De La Cruz are just a family business?
I feel like for every truck that gets pulled
like
over...
it's just a food truck that they're running, but with weed inside of it?
No, I feel like every truck that gets pulled over, there's five more that got through.
Of course, at least. At least. Okay, what do you got?
My story comes from... I feel like anytime, and I'm too late on this, so don't worry about it, but I feel like anytime we have a story from New Mexico, we need the Breaking Bad theme.
Oh, yeah.
But this is not Albuquerque. This is Las Cruces,
okay,
Mexico, where last week on Wednesday, a guy by the name of Emmanuel. Wow, that was quick. Emmanuel Soriano was trying to make a phone call to the Corner Bakery. That's a chain. You've seen those places,
right? Oh, of course.
Right?
Yeah, there's one right down here at Kirby.
Yep.
In 59.
So there's a Corner Bakery on Loman Avenue.
They have delicious cheesecake squares.
Cheesecakes? Really? I've never been to the Corner Bakery.
Yeah, yeah. The desserts there are unbelievable.
It would have been a lot more fun if the restaurant was named Los Pollos Hermanos.
It would be, yeah. Paulie G was wearing a Los Pollos Hermanos t-shirt out at Texans practice today.
At Texans practice.
He was, yeah.
So at the Corner Bakery on Loman Avenue in Las Cruces last week, Emmanuel Soriano, from his home on Lee's Drive, was trying to make a phone call. He explained later that the reason for the phone call was he was trying to contact a relative, doesn't say what the relation was, but a relative that worked at Corner Bakery. Apparently, the relative didn't want to talk to Emmanuel Soriano because every time he called, the relative would tell people, I don't want to talk to him. Tell him I'll call him back, and he wouldn't take the call. So Emmanuel got a little fed up. He does not like being ignored, apparently, because Emmanuel instead decided, if you're not going to take my call, I'm calling in a bomb threat to Corner Bakery.
Oh, okay.
On Loman Avenue.
It's one way to get their attention.
Yeah. The relative refused to take any of his calls, and Soriano, who was easily caught, indicated to investigators that the store was no longer taking his calls at that point, so he decided to call in the bomb threat. Problem for Emmanuel is that he's been charged with one count of unlawful bomb scare. It's a crime against public peace. It is a fourth-degree felony.
Would you say the title of that offense was unlawful bomb threat?
Unlawful bomb scare.
As opposed to a lawful bomb scare?
That's I'm reading
sometimes,
the copy.
Sometimes you need to call in a bomb scare just to straighten people out a little bit. You know,
because apparently some of them are lawful.
Just to scare them straight. Those are the lawful kind. Like you know, this is a bomb threat, but these people deserved it. They're not good people.
Las Cruces Sun News is describing the charge as one count of unlawful bomb scare. Somebody probably screwed up. Either way, look, I understand the frustration, but really, a 911 call, or rather a bomb threat call,
yeah,
to Corner Bakery, this guy should go away for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
That's the definition of a dumbass.
Yeah, and I feel
the only
like...
The thing he's lacking is a middle name in the story.
And Corner Bakery has delicious pesto sandwiches, pesto chicken sandwiches. You know, I feel like you're interrupting a lunch at Corner Bakery. You're interrupting a really, really happy endeavor. I'm with you, Rich. It's not just the calling into the bomb threat. It's that he did it at a Corner Bakery.
A quality restaurant. Why? Pick a bad restaurant.
I know. Yeah, right.
I'm not going to name names, but Arby's, you know.
I'm not... BMAC. You know, that's...
They have the processed beef.
They have the... And you never know when they may need an endorser.
In that case, Arby's is delicious.
I'm not talking about you.
Is the slogan beef or meats? It's meats, right?
Yeah. We have the
meats.
I think
that meats has an asterisk.
Yeah. It looks delicious in the commercials.
Oh my gosh, the slow motion carving of the brisket.
The slicing of the brisket is amazing. The juice coming out of it.
Little bits of bark bouncing off the cutting board.
It looks awesome. They have the meats, BMAC. They have them. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.